Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with two seniors from the Marshalltown basketball team. We've got Kyle Smith and Jacob Hayes. How you boys doing today?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for having us out.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, appreciate you coming by and chatting with us here after your senior season. Both of you guys, you know, in a couple different sports, got some playing time over the last 3 years. So, you know, Kyle, going to start with you. 1,000 points, you've surpassed that this year. I think when you made the layup, you kind of knew at that point, right?
Well, I mean, honestly, when I was putting up that layup, I didn't know if it was going to go in or not. I kind of was kind of forcing at the end there. But, you know, it went in and, you know, it felt great. You know, I was just very glad to accomplish, you know, that big milestone in my career.
Yeah, so, you know, looking back at Bobcat basketball, the Smith name is definitely there. You're now fifth all-time in scoring, a little bragging rights with some of the siblings. How does it kind of feel, though, to end up there as, you know, really truly a staple of Bobcat basketball?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, the whole community has always been there for me, you know, throughout my whole life, and, you know, I felt good to, you know, be able to go out there and kind of show myself and be able to, you know, give back to the community in that way. But, you know, it starts with my teammates, too. They did a great job of, you know, giving me the ball and, you know, working hard every day and pushing me to the limits, and, you know, it was great, so.
Yeah, senior season, when you kind of reflect back, it's been almost a week here now. What do you kind of think about when you think about that senior year?
Oh, I mean, it makes me a little emotional thinking, you know, I'm not going to be able to play in the roundhouse again. The roundhouse, there's nothing like it. So it was an awesome 4 years, great experience, great people. And, you know, I was glad to be, you know, a part of every single, you know, moment.
Yeah, yeah. So Jacob Hayes with us as well. Jacob, what are your kind of thoughts when you think back to that senior season?
I was proud of how we did. Obviously, kind of disappointed how it ended, but I was happy that we had a good year. I personally had a much better year than last year as well, so I can kind of be proud of that when I'm looking back on the season. I feel like from our first game to our last game, we were just a significantly better team. I mean, we weren't even the same basketball team, really. Our chemistry was just way higher, and our defense, our communication, everything was just way better. So I was proud of how the year went.
So, Jacob, your basketball career was a little similar to mine in high school, where maybe not the biggest guy out on the floor, but a lot of times you had to be down in the post and kind of play that role for the team, whether power forward or sometimes even checking in at center for the guys. What was it like to kind of bang down board or down there, down low with the big guys? Did you enjoy it? Do you like it? Or how'd you kind of feel in that role?
I would say I liked it. I liked the challenge a little bit of guarding the bigger guys, and I knew I was capable. Sometimes it was even a little bit easier because they don't run around all over the court as much as the guards do. So I enjoyed that side of it. But, you know, I just kind of took it as a challenge to really push myself to guard some of those bigger guys that might be a little bit stronger or taller.
You know, kind of watching you over the last few years with KFJB TV, whether it was on the football field or on the basketball court, kind of that answer really kind of shows your career. You took whatever challenge was given in front of you, and you just did it. You know, you're a quarterback your sophomore, junior year, then you get moved to tight end your senior year. How do you kind of, you know, battle through that mentally of, you know, being the guy at quarterback or maybe not being the guy in the basketball court, but still playing that role and really kind of supporting your team along the way?
I mean, it really just comes down to being a team player and just wanting to win more than anything. I mean, I wasn't really too worried about my personal stats and my personal success as much as the team. Obviously, you know, in basketball, I'd want to score the ball and stuff like that. But it just comes down to wanting to win and sacrificing some maybe personal success for that.
Yeah. So, you know, Jacob, what is next for you? Are you going to be playing sports next year in college, or what's kind of the plan?
Yeah. So right now I'm planning on going over to Central College and playing some football over there.
Okay, and coming back over here to Kyle Smith. Kyle, what is kind of your mentality, you know, playing both football and basketball? There's a little difference in there. Football, you know, you're out in the wide receiver, but you're, you know, we were talking earlier, you guys running the wishbone, you didn't get a lot of action, but then you're kind of the guy scoring 1,000 points on the basketball court. How do you kind of, you know, handle that mentality between the two different sports?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to be the best teammate possible I can be, you know, during football. I know I'm probably not going to get the ball as much as I maybe do in basketball. So just going out there and just being positive with the guys, trying to get them going and, you know, do whatever I can to help them make plays and just be the overall best team I possibly can be.
You know, we joked about a lot on air of that 1,000th point shot was a layup, which was much different in your career because you also set the Bobcat record for 3-point shots. But we got to see your game really kind of take that step forward this year. We got to see you put the ball on the floor a little more working in the mid-range too. Mm-hmm. What do you see as kind of that next step in development for your basketball career?
I think it starts with putting on a little weight. I think that's, you know, a main key. Most college coaches have kind of been keen on me and, you know, I mean, I could agree with them. I do need to put on a couple pounds. And then, you know, just trying to be the best leader I could possibly be. This year was, you know, a great year for me to just learn and take away of what being a leader is. And I was glad to be a part of it and hoping to, you know, be a part of a lot more.
Do you enjoy kind of playing that leadership role out on the basketball court?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, when I was a freshman or a sophomore, I was always looking up to the senior leaders, and you know, I was like, you know, when I'm a senior, you know, I want to be that guy that's going to be there and send the tone every day in practice, and you know, being able to just get people going, and I think I took that role pretty well, and I'm, you know, I was glad to be able to do it.
Yeah, so Jacob, I would say, especially on the football field and then again with the basketball team, you're kind of maybe that soft-spoken leader. I didn't really see, you know, you get too fiery out on the field or on the court ever. But do you feel that, especially with the basketball guys, is the two of you guys were seniors as well as you had Tyler Dorothy as well as Swervo. A senior too. So do you feel that you were that leader? Did you kind of feel any pressure kind of stepping into that role your senior year?
I wouldn't say I felt any pressure necessarily. I think I handled it pretty well. I mean, it was kind of new for me. Last year, I wasn't necessarily a leader on the basketball team, so football kind of prepared me that way just because I was more of a head leader for football, especially this year. So I feel like I kind of translated that well to basketball and just being able to kind of pick up my teammates and kind of lead them in the right direction that way.
So playing football at Central next year, is football really kind of that number one sport for you then?
To be honest, through high school, it's kind of been whatever season I'm in is what sport I like better. Going into college, I wasn't looking at playing football. But you know, I was going there for the school, and then the football team reached out and was like, oh, I'd be sweet if I could play, you know, next year. So that's kind of what it was for me.
So Kyle, you mentioned before we came on, not really sure where we're going next year, but is the plan to maybe play basketball somewhere?
For sure. Definitely to go play somewhere. Not committed anywhere yet, like you said, but you know, we'll take it one step at a time, and you know, probably commit here soon in the next month or two.
Okay, all right. So what are maybe some things that coaches are, you said a little bit, putting on weight, anything else that you're going to be working on here in the next few months to kind of just prepare you for that next step?
I mean, I'll be working on everything, my handles, my shot, just, you know, keeping that in line and, you know, being able to prepare myself for the next level because, you know, once you get to the college level, it's a completely different level and, you know, I got to be ready to play and go out there and compete.
Jacob, we've seen you kind of play quarterback. We've seen you at tight end. Where are you going to kind of slot in? Do you have any idea of what that's going to look like next year for you at Central?
I don't have a specific position wise, but talking to the coach, it just sounds like I'm going to be more like slot receiver, tight end kind of role, running routes and stuff like that. Just from talking to the OC over there, that's what they have planned for me.
And do you enjoy being the catcher as part of that pass catcher duel, or do you want to be the one throwing the ball?
Well, I actually never played quarterback before high school. I always was catching the ball, so that's always what I wanted to do when I was younger, so I'm actually kind of excited about that.
And has there been any conversation on, you know, what you need to work on here in the off season, getting yourself prepared?
Yeah, well, I went on a visit not too long ago, and they said, you know, just stay in the weight room, get stronger and stuff like that. They said one of their biggest question marks was my hands, just because, you know, we did run the flex bone where I didn't get to catch the ball too often. But I feel like I'm pretty well prepared in that area.
Just seeing those hands in practice.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking like Rob Gronkowski in practice.
All right. That's what we like to hear. So, Jacob, are you going to be playing? Are you running track or baseball or anything like that?
I might run some track. We'll see how we're feeling here in a couple weeks once I can get recovered a little bit from basketball. You know, I'm a little sore, body's a little fatigued from the season. Basketball's pretty long, but we'll see what we do in the spring. As for baseball, probably not, no.
Okay. All right, Kyle, anything else for you for the spring or summer?
This spring, I'm going to probably play tennis again, you know, finish that out. I played tennis 3 years and, you know, play at my fourth. And then this summer, I don't really know, probably, you know, go to a couple workouts at a college and probably just work for the summer.
So do you have any goals for tennis? Were you trying to make the top doubles team or anything like that?
I don't know. I kind of just go out there to hit the ball around and eat some food. So, but, you know, if I could play some varsity singles, that'd be good.
All right. Well, Kyle, Jacob, it's been a pleasure being able to watch you guys over the last few years, whether it was on the football field or on the basketball court. It's been a lot of fun to follow your guys' career. And also, I think the two of you guys really are an example of what it means to be a Bobcat. So keep up the good work next year. And whatever that next challenge is.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it a lot.